seen the sunshine. I don't know when I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. There's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking Dick cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. Hey! From this prison, if that railroad train was mine, then I'd move it on a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison. That's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Yes, indeed. That's the sound that Johnny Cash is hearing up there, and hopefully Ann Rose Pierce also. This is the Prison Pipeline Show. I'm your guest host, Reggie Bob. With me tonight is
Ruth Kovach, and I'm so happy to join you, but I wish it were not such a sad occasion.
Yes, indeed. For those who haven't heard yet, this is the first program officially we're having Prison Pipeline without our divine Ann Rose Pierce being here with us. She officially has passed away, and Ruth is going to read the announcement.
The KBOO station has made this statement. Beloved KBOO programmer Ann Rose Pierce has died after a brief illness. Ann was founder of Prison Pipeline, the show you're listening to tonight, a weekly public affairs show dedicated to advocacy for incarcerated men and women who often called in from the federal penitentiary in Sheridan to talk live on the air. Ann was drawn to this calling after the death of her husband, Greg, who was incarcerated at Sheridan. Greg Lee Pierce died at the age of 35 in 1996, alone in a prison hospital, chained to a bed with an armed guard outside his door. That led Ann to become an articulate advocate of restorative justice. In 1999, she joined the Feminist Bread and Roses Collective at KBOO, and after a few months, she split off with a unique program, Prison Pipeline. The show was a watershed for the KBOO community, establishing an unbreakable connection between its many incarcerated fans and the outside world. Chris Merrick, KBOO's program director, said, "She tore away the iron curtain of censorship between the incarcerated and the outside world," and indeed she did.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. You know, one thing that KBOO's very good for is having the voice of the voiceless, or for the voiceless, people who cannot always speak for themselves, are definitely underheard. And it's hard to imagine any other group that's so unvoiced and so unable to get their words out and visions out and questions out and thoughts out as those who are incarcerated. Ruth, met Ann a little while ago, and you could tell us about your experience of working with Ann, Ruth?
Well, I'll go back a little further than that. I was an organizer for the Justice for Mamiya Coalition here in Portland. And when the Wobblies, the IWW, wanted to present a forum about prison reform and prison labor, which we all know is nothing but slave labor, and Ann had mentioned it many times on her program,
oh, yeah.
We agreed she was a perfect guest. So I contacted her, and we did a forum together, and that was the beginning of a very fine friendship, and I just couldn't resist helping her whenever and however I could in the following times.
Mm-hmm. And she was a quiet warrior. She got her work done, that's for sure. She had a lot of work done in her years.
Well, the amount of work she did was amazing to me. She received over 100 letters a month, and Ann made a definite point of answering every single letter. Sometimes when the letters piled up, she had people such as myself assist her by writing letters. But she had read them and picked out and said, please write to this pile of people and say, yes, we will add their name to the mailing list, and yes, we'll send them a newsletter, and yes, we're here for them. And be sure you encourage them and tell them to keep strong and to hang in there and to keep in touch with us.
Oh, man, yeah. And when we were reading the statement, I wasn't sure how she got the title of the program of her website, I should say, after 17 years. I had thought that she was doing the radio show for 17 years, but Ruth knows why it was called after 17
well,
years.
Well, this is on the website, but it was something she spoke of often. When Greg, her husband, was incarcerated, and he had some serious health problems, part of them because of his addiction, but other just health problems which come from the hard life. Sure. She was calling various people and asking them to help her with this or give him a break here or tell them about opportunities that could assist him or something. And one of the people said to her, well, you know, if he's still like he is after 17 years, what are you worrying about?
Mm-hmm.
And that made Ann so angry. And she says that later, as time went on in her work, this is her statement to not only that person but to the world. Okay. If after 17 years there's no improvement, no change, it's not the man, it's the system. We must work to reform the system.
So profound. Oh, my God, so profound. That's what got me with Ann. When you saw Ann and when you spoke with Ann, you really couldn't tell the fire that was inside of her to do her work that she did. You know, you just can't tell a book by its cover. And this Ann Rose Pierce was such a soldier. And I messed up getting on her website. I haven't got another chance yet. Ruth has been on the website.
The website's really easy to get to. If you Google, just go to Google and type in after 17 years. Leave a space between the words.
That's what I didn't do.
And it will give you several options to choose from, and it'll also lead you to links to other things about prison reform. So if you have any feelings at all for our incarcerated people, that's a good place to start.
Yes. Lots of links.
That's absolutely.
And I think Ann was self-taught to do this website. She learned how to do it herself and no formal training. Is that right?
Right. She said everything she learned by trial and error. But she said, I don't think the errors were too bad. I just kept trying. That's all I know.
I remember her saying that. Things didn't have to be perfect. You just had to keep trying and keep doing it. And it would eventually work out.
Well, that's her advice to anyone. Is if you have a loved one that's incarcerated or any other issue that you're involved in, you don't get immediate success for right away. Things are not easy. Change is not easy. But you just got to keep trying. And that's what she did. And she was a very persevering person, without a doubt.
Amen, amen, amen. Okay, we're going to take a little musical break here. Johnny Cash, she loved that Johnny Cash. And, of course, Folsom Prison Blues we just played there. And here's another one she would often play. This is KBO Prison Pipeline. We're hanging in there. Hope you are, too.
was written by a very good friend of mine, a senior editor for Look magazine, Mr. Christopher Wren. And I suppose when they asked me about, do I mean anything by a lot of my songs? Do I have a message to tell anybody? I would say that in very rare instances, I may have a message that I would like to get through to people. And I would like to ask you to listen to the words to this song. And of all the great stories Christopher Wren has written for Look and other magazines, I think probably this is his finest work. And that's amazing considering the fact that